Welcome down to my 9-foot homemade oak bar. Pour yourself a cold one. You are listening to Bucks in the Basement. My name's Chris, and Craig here is the biggest Pirates fan you'll ever meet. Let's talk Pirates baseball now. Welcome to Bucks in the Basement.
Now I see the changes in this town. They change, they say one thing, but then the next day.
Bucks in the Basement. My name is Chris Lanuti. I'm one half of Bucks in the Basement. The guy who really runs everything is my guy, Craig Toff. Super Pirates fan, writes for Inside the Bucks Basement. But enough about Craig. He's not here for this because we're doing This Week in Bucks Simulation. And before you tell me, wait, Chris, baseball's coming back. There might be people invested in this. Don't worry, we're going to hurry this whole thing up. First of all, next Monday, we're still going to have the regular Bucks in the Basement, and we're going to talk all about the fact that baseball is coming back. And in the background, there'll be a simulation going on of the Bucks versus the Milwaukee Brewers, a team we're going to see a lot of, a team that we're going to have to win against. Why? Because we're going to play all of the teams in our division 10 times. The other 20 are against the American League Central, so get ready to brush up on the White Sox, the Twins, the Tigers, the Kansas City Royals, and the Cleveland Indians. We have so much to talk about next week, but we also want to get to a conclusion about this sim because it's going to be kind of fun as we go into the season saying, what could have happened? What should they do? Yasiel Puig is available still in real life. Let's see how he did this week. Remember, the Buccos were 41-36 after last Monday night's game live on Bucks in the Basement. You can listen live on the Podbean app. Be part of the decision-making. Have some fun with us in the chat room or call in. But it's also available on demand everywhere podcasts can be found and always at bucksinthebasement.com. So you can go back and listen to it if you want to. It was a fun show. We're going to get through this week. We're going to have the sim game next Monday. And then we're going to tell you how we are finishing this all up quickly so that we have the simulation to kind of talk about as we're looking at what the Pirates could do in this 60-game schedule. But we also want to get back to spring training baseball talk and get ready for the regular season. So let's get to this week in Bucks Simulation. Game 2 of the series against Washington in D.C. saw Trevor Williams take the mound and go an astounding 8 1/3 innings pitched, giving up only 4 hits and allowing 3 walks. On the way, he struck out 6 and allowed 0 runs. And he needed to do that because the Pirates couldn't find any offense. The team constantly shot themselves in the foot, grounding in the double plays. Reynolds grounded into 2 of them on his own, but Eric Gonzalez found a way to hit a double in the second inning, driving in Scooter Gennett, who had reached on a single, and the Pirates led 1-0 in the second. In the seventh inning, Reynolds, instead of hitting into a double play, actually drove in new center field acquisition Malik Smith. Keona Kella came on to pitch the last 2 outs of the ninth inning, and he and Williams combined for a 4-hit shutout as the Pirates won 2-0 on 12 hits. It feels like they were lucky to escape that one. So now the Pirates have won 2 in a row against the Nationals, a team they're chasing for one of those wildcard spots. Alex Wood took the mound against Anibal Sanchez, and both pitchers got rocked. Sanchez gave up 3 runs right away in the top of the first inning to the Pirates. One of those runs coming on a 2-run home run from Josh Bell. But in the bottom of the second inning, Wood gave it all back. Howie Kendrick took him deep, and then Yan Gomes took him deep for the first time in that game. He was going to go deep again. The Nationals continued the piling on, scoring 1 1/3 and 3 4, and it looked like the game was going to get out of hand. Wood only lasted 3 2/3, giving up 7 earned runs, his worst outing of the season. But new acquisition Ross Stripling came in and started to stop things from getting worse. Stripling, Birdie, Zach Duke, Richard Rodriguez held things down through the middle innings while the Pirates started to add runs on. The Buccos got 1 4, 2 5, 3 6, and 2 more in the 7th. Gennett had 4 RBIs, and Puig cleared the bases on a double with 2 outs. Scooter also hit one out of the ballpark. In the 9th inning, the Nationals tried to mount a comeback, trailing by 4, 11-7. They put men all over the bases. Keona Kello, who was trying to take the evening off with a four-run lead, had to come into the game. He gives up two hits and a walk, allowing two runs to score that he inherited, but strikes out one of the final two batters that he faces and escapes, with the Pirates winning 11-9 and sweeping the Washington Nationals. The Buccos walked in, dreaming of getting back in the wildcard race, and after three games against the Nationals, it seemed to be a reality. Unfortunately, there was a Game 4. Game 4 saw Steven Strasburg against Mitch Keller. And to be honest with you, Keller didn't do too bad. 5 2/3 innings, he gives up only one earned run, but another run scored on an error committed by Colin Moran in left field. He gave up only 5 hits and 2 walks and struck out 10 and left the game in a 2-2 tie. Strasburg, though, went 7, struck out 9, and everything goes into the bullpen, where neither team was able to score in regulation. Unfortunately, in the bottom of the 10th inning, with Birdie on the mound, his very first pitch was a home run given up to Victor Robles. The Nationals walk it off in the bottom of the 10th and avoid a 4-game sweep, but the Pirates take 3 out of 4 and pull themselves directly into the wildcard chase. Off to Milwaukee, where the Brewers have had a very difficult time. 20 games under 500. Imagine if they get off to a slow start in the 60-game season. Joe Musgrove took the mound, and Joe had more bad luck. Only 4 2/3 innings pitched, he gave up 7 hits. Walked 3, struck out nobody, and surrendered 5 earned runs. 1 in the 4th, and 4 in the 5th inning, when he was chased. Meanwhile, the Pirates' offense scored only 1 run over the first 6 innings, as Blake Snell was masterful. Unfortunately for Snell, though, his manager did not send him out for the 7th. And in the 7th inning, the Pirates put up a big crooked number. A 2-run double by Josh Bell and a 2-run home run by Scooter Gennett quickly tied this game up at 5. In the 8th inning, Brian Reynolds drove in his second RBI of the game, giving the Pirates a 6-5 lead. Vizcaino held him in the 8th, and Kella gets his 27th save with a 1-2-3 inning, striking out 2 in the 9th. The Pirates take the first game against Milwaukee and are on a roll. The second game of the series, though, Milwaukee strikes back. After the Pirates take a 3-0 lead through the first 6 innings, behind a solo shot from Brian Reynolds and a 2-run triple from Yasiel Puig, Chris Archer was unable to finish the 6th inning, giving up 3 runs with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th. After being chased, the Pirates tried to hold on, but in the 9th inning, Kello was unavailable, having pitched in every game for the past week. Zach Duke came on to try to save the game, and unfortunately, with 1 out, gave up a walk-off base hit for an RBI to Ryan Braun, and the Brewers walk off in the bottom of the 9th inning, 4-3. This leads us to our game on Monday night, which would have been the Sunday game against Milwaukee. This is also the game where we're going to talk about how we will finish up this sim season. We want to get done with it quick, but we also want to have some kind of reference, and we were having fun doing it. So listen on Monday night live, 8 p.m. Eastern time, or on demand after that show airs live, anywhere podcasts can be found, and always at bucksinthebasement.com. We're going to be talking about baseball coming back. We're going to be talking about how the sim season is doing. We're going to have some fun. I'm pumped up that baseball is back. I know Craig is excited that baseball is back, and we can't wait to talk to you on Monday. And the Sim Pirates, they're 44-38, 3.5 games out of the NL Central lead, and 1.5 games out of a wild card spot. If you made a couple of moves like we did, if you added Yasiel Puig and Scooter Gennett and threw a few guys in the bullpen, could we actually do something with a 60-game schedule? We'll talk more about it Monday night live on the Podbean app or on demand. It's Bucks in the Basement. Thank you for listening to Twibs. We'll talk to you soon. Now I